Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Good afternoon, Madison. Welcome to another episode of Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I am your host, Luke Mathers. Brian is out this afternoon, so I'm going to be doing a little double duty myself this afternoon, bringing you the show, Dueling Tangents, as well as producing it, but really excited to be joined by a couple of guests as well this hour, and I will be taking your calls at 844-967-2789. And so, up first, we got Dan Schaefer, who will be joining us, and Dan's on the line, and we got you, Dan. Dan, you are an independent journalist out of the Milwaukee area, and you do the weekly, or is it bi-weekly, recombobulation area.
Hey, Luke. Yeah, thanks for having me on here. I write a weekly column called The Recombobulation Area, covering issues in Milwaukee and Wisconsin.
Great. And I just love that name. I every time I touch down at General Mitchell, I find the recombobulation area very awesome. And the fact that that is the name of the column, it's very fitting most weeks.
You know, if nothing else, I know I got the name right for the column. It's a one of a kind thing, and it's uniquely Milwaukee. So I felt that was a great fit for my column, which, you know, it's always a discombobulating news cycle in Milwaukee and Wisconsin. So hopefully we offer a little bit of recombobulation through the column as well.
Yeah, and the whole premise of Dueling Tangents is Brian and I usually have a few different trains of thought trying to run at the same time. And so those trains of thought are dueling in our heads, and that's kind of the premise of the show. And so today I wanted to have you on because one of two points, actually. So it is a good example of the dueling tangents is we've got the overarching knowledge now that there will be a bipartisan infrastructure bill expected to be signed by President Joe Biden later this week that was passed by the House of Representatives last Friday evening, pretty late into the evening. And so we know that we're going to be getting some investments here in infrastructure. We're aware that we've got some funds coming, but there's also projects here that there is existing funds tabbed for and slated. And one of the great pieces over this last year that I found really fascinating, and I think you put a lot of work into, was the Expanding the Divide series that you did about infrastructure in the Milwaukee area. So can you just, I know it's a multi-piece, multi-different week piece that you did for the recombobulation area, but could you just share a little bit with the audience what the overarching theme and idea was behind that reporting you did?
Yeah, sure. Appreciate the kind words about the series. So what I wrote was a multi-part series on the proposed expansion of the 3.5 mile east-west corridor of I-94 in the city of Milwaukee. This proposal has been around in a variety of fashions for some time to expand this piece of the highway. And it was revived by Governor Evers last year and put into the state budget. At least the mechanism to kind of fund this project was put into the state budget. And I'm always interested in projects that don't cut along traditional political lines. Mm-hmm. I covered the Bucks Arena debate in Milwaukee a few years ago, and that wasn't your usual Republican-Democrat divide. And here again, with this mega project, projected to cost $1.1 billion, we have the Democratic Governor Tony Evers and the Republican state legislature actually in agreement on an issue for once, and that being for the expansion of this highway, adding a lane in each direction and massively expanding the stadium interchange right next to American Family Field where the Brewers play. And so, you know, in reporting that story, I talked to a lot of the people in the opposition effort. And because, you know, this infrastructure being such a big topic, you know, right out of the gate in the Biden administration, and with Pete Buttigieg as the Secretary of Transportation, taking a look at highway projects a little bit differently than, you know, even some Democratic administrations in the past. So, so I, you know, I really dove into the opposition and talked to a lot of people, dozens of people over the course of several months, to kind of find out what people are opposed to. So it was groups like racial justice groups, transit groups, urbanists, faith leaders, you know, people who live in the, in kind of the shadow of this project. And, you know, really tried to get a handle on why people are opposed to this. And many of the reasons are, you know, a lot of environmental groups as well. So there's obviously environmental concerns when you expand the highway, bring more cars onto the road. And, you know, in Milwaukee being such a segregated city, we see a lot of the times that those segregation points, those places where the demographics of the city really shift, some of those dividing lines can be the highway.
Right. And historically speaking, the highways were almost used to break up some of the more or the minority communities in cities around the country, not just here in Milwaukee, but the freeway that was put in the 50s and 60s, I believe, reinforced a lot of that segregation then as well. And so what kind of opposition did you hear from these different groups?
Well, I think, you know, I think people are people are coming at it from a lot of different angles. And I think that is, you know, one of the challenges of this opposition, because you have so many different interests that are kind of being pulled together under one umbrella. But I think, you know, one of the overarching things is that people want to see transit funded in the Milwaukee area in a way that, you know, highways are funded. Now, Milwaukee has seen a lot of big highway reconstruction projects over the past 20 years. We saw the Marquette interchange, the zoo interchange, the airport interchange. Like we've had so many highway projects that there was a Politico magazine feature on Milwaukee done a few years ago, and the title of it was Overpasses, a Love Story. So, you know, Milwaukee has become kind of this national example of just expanding and expanding and expanding over and over and over again.
Yeah, I grew up and learned how to drive in the Milwaukee area. That's where I'm originally from. So transplanted to Madison now since about 2012 when I moved here. But I always recalled, like, it was a construction project would start. It would be construction the whole time. And then as soon as it wrapped up, we'd pretty much see somewhere else, like right next to it, would just immediately begin construction again. And it's just like there's very little change. And you've got that long-running joke here in Wisconsin that there's two seasons, really. There's not four seasons. We've got winter and we've got construction season. And so, yeah, I know that it does seem to be that we're putting a lot of time. And I think that's one of the interesting aspects of what I liked about the piece so much is that we're going through and we've got the infrastructure coming down from the federal government is going to be investing in some of this outdated infrastructure, but we still have to have these conversations about how we are investing in our infrastructure, not just saying build and expand for the sake of building and expanding. And so where do we think that these next steps are going to go? I know that the Evers administration here in Wisconsin signed the state budget with this funding mechanism. What are the next steps looking like for the expansion versus what you had recommended at the end of your expanding the divide piece?
So there's a couple different things going on here. One is that, you know, the opposite, even the people who are most opposed to highway expansion are in support of a modernization of this stretch of highway. I think everybody recognizes that it needs work. And so it's just the difference of do you need to add a lane for a few extra $100 million? Do you need to massively expand the stadium interchange for hundreds of millions of dollars? So the projected cost for, you know, the full expansion is $1.1 billion. And when I talked to Craig Thompson, who's the head of the DOT in Wisconsin, about what a modernization would cost. That's in the $800 to $850 million range. So a big, big difference there.
Yeah, savings of anywhere from $300 million plus almost.
That's right. So, but because of the way highways are funded in this country, so much of this is connected to what's happening on the federal level.
Okay.
So I think, you know, at the time I wrote this piece, you know, the infrastructure bill was still being introduced. And when I talked to folks about it, they said, you know, there could be a hope that the funding from the infrastructure bill could go towards, you know, a modernization of this highway, an expansion of this highway, whatever the community really wants. And so the state kind of acquiesced to some requests from the opposition efforts and is updating their environmental impact statement with a supplemental environmental impact statement that the DOT announced that in April. And so basically what that means is the former incarnations of this project that were introduced under Scott Walker's administration hadn't been updated from an environmental standpoint. And so as, you know, environmentalists pointed out, as I was reporting the story, Milwaukee had some of its wettest, hottest years on record in the years since that environmental impact statement was first produced. So obviously with a changing climate
right.
comes changes to this, to the, you know, how this will affect Milwaukee's
right,
environment.
Right, I was going to say,
so,
new information about climate change, I feel like would be pretty important to have for planning a multi-hundreds of millions of dollar, if not more than a $1 billion project. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I've got Dan Schaefer, independent journalist with the Recombobulation Area, talking with me this afternoon. Dan, we got to go to a commercial break here soon. You got time to stick around for one more segment? We can dive in a little bit more about what's going on with the federal infrastructure, or is this all we got time for today?
Sure, I got a little time.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We will also be taking your calls this hour, 844-967-2789, and we'll be right back.